Ja, ma.
Hello, Jackson.
Hello.
Nick, how you doing?
All right, sir.
Well, where are we this morning?
Well, this morning I was going to meet, talk with Governor Ellington and try to make some plans on out in the future. I think that I've not talked to John Doerr down there yet. King, as far as he is concerned, I talked with him last night. He's going to wait and go into court tomorrow morning. We'll be filing papers in court today, and we'll be participating tomorrow.
What will you be asking them to do? To protect the marchers, to allow them to march and under
restricted conditions? Yes, that's what the judge is going to do. He's already had some long talks with John Doerr. He's going to probably restrict the numbers. He's going to tell them they can't interfere with traffic on the highway, and he's going to order the state authorities to protect them. Now, he may put other conditions in there.
Yeah, what are we going to ask? Just say that they have a right to assembly, and that under appropriate conditions, we hope he'll restrain people from interfering with them?
Yes. But we'll put limited conditions on them. I mean, the right to assembly isn't the right to walk down the middle of a highway. And the specifics will work out with him quietly in chambers and not in court.
All right, now,
I got to talk to Governor Ellington about what Governor Wallace is going to do when he's ordered by the court to do this, you know. Get Frank Johnson, our old enemies, as I'm sure you know.
Yes. Now, what do we do about our pickets of justice across the White House and so forth?
Well, I've got guards on the Justice Department. I'm only letting people in here with official business today. It got out of hand, just too many of them last night, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 150 in there starting to wander all over the building, and that's the reason I had to put them up. Although I think the guards did a very good job of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The stories weren't really too bad.
Mm.
Those kids need a bath as much as they need anything.
Mm. Who is leading them? The SNCC group?
Yeah. And they don't have anybody of any stature leading them here. I mean, they're just kids.
Now, who is the White House group? NAACP, they claim.
Well, the local NAACP was out there yesterday. Yes, Mr. President, that came on the after the Wilkins telegram stuff.
The Americans for Democratic Action, I noticed, too.
Were they out there with Joe Rowe?
So the paper said that. Well, now, what are we doing? I see Dirksen says he may have to introduce his own bill, that he doesn't agree with our bill. He's going to meet with you again today.
Well, I'm going to meet with him. Now, he called me yesterday, and he was just as... he said that they made some changes in what we'd done. He thought they'd worked it out better. He didn't tell me what the details were. He said he couldn't meet with me yesterday, and I suppose I could have met with him. But he would this morning, and that he thought we were going to get together on a bill, and then he thought he and Mike could introduce it jointly. So when he called me, it sounded just fine. But I read the paper this morning, didn't sound as good. But I'm going to call him right away this morning and try to get together with him before noon, talk with him.
Now, what McCullough says that we could have prevented this thing if we'd acted right, and that he's upset. What's the story there?
I don't know, Mr. President, any more than what I read in the paper. He was out. I've been trying to talk with him. He's been out in Ohio. Last time I talked with him was Thursday morning. He had to go to a funeral out there Friday and spent the weekend. I had an appointment with him Monday. He called me and said he wasn't going to come back. And that he wouldn't like to see me on Tuesday and discuss things. But I don't, whenever they talk about preventing it or doing something, Mr. President, all they're talking about is troops. That's all they can be talking about. Everything else short of that was done.
Well, does it all right?
I don't think you have the legal basis for that, frankly.
Does McCullough believe in sending troops?
No. I think McCullough believes in criticizing Democrats, Mr. President.
Mm.
Even if it's pretty vague.
Mm. You think you're having trouble getting him on your bill?
I think our problem is going to be that McCullough and Dirksen are perhaps going to try to water us down from what I think is an essential minimum.
Yeah.
I think that's likely to be the difficulty. Now, I think I can persuade Dirksen to go along. Maybe I can persuade McCullough. McCullough's more conservative than Dirksen. And I thought we ought to... I think Jerry Ford ought to... I'm trying to bring him into it if I can. I'm inclined to think he would want to be a little more liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can get him in on it.
Well, if you want to, we have McCullough and Jerry Ford and Dirksen, three of them just down privately at the White House, and just say this is what we think we ought to do, and McCullough thinks that we ought to have done more there. We did everything we knew to do except troops, and we didn't think we really had a legal basis for that. Have we got any legal right to go in with troops to stop a deputy sheriff from hitting a citizen over the head?
No, Mr. President, I don't really think so. But that power to use troops is a presidential judgment that I think can't be questioned in court. And it refers to conspiracies to defy the law or the refusal of state officials to carry out the law. And it's one of those things, it's a question of judgment as to at what point you do it. To my mind, you'd have to have more than Sunday's incidents. If Sunday's incidents were repeated on a broad scale, a lot more people got hit, I think you could make the finding that this was in effect a conspiracy of law officials to defy the law. I think you could do it, but you know my views on that, and I just think it's disastrous when you get troops in, frankly. I think you have to hold as long as you can, even though you catch it with a lot of criticism. I think most of that went with what occurred yesterday. I think it came off pretty well on that.
Do you think it
risky?
Might be wise for us to try to get to... If you could find the time, or if you can't, Dorr, and I guess he can't, maybe Burke Marshall or somebody else over there to meet with the lawyer from each one of the groups, like Wilkins and like King and the SNCC crowd, and give them our view of the inherent problems and the danger of troops and how we solved it reasonably well, and what real dedicated and determined efforts we're making to get the bill that will give them the action they want. And we think that's what's important instead of walking 50 miles. That this is the walking just holds up the bill. It doesn't add to it because it divides your time between the two things.
Yeah.
I don't see that Walken is going to expedite the bill any, although Seller says if you don't get one up, he's going to introduce his own. Now, he's had about three. What's the answer to this question? We had a bill in 57, we had one in 60, and we had one in 64, all of them purporting to go directly to voting problems. And why haven't we been able to get something that would do the job?
Well, the answer that I give, Mr. President, is that on our original proposals on the bill, on the Civil Rights Bill last year,
yeah,
they conceivably might have been enough to have solved it, but these got watered down in Congress so that the result is simply that it takes too long to do this by a county-by-county judicial proceedings, which is all we can do, and the delays inherent in this are too long. In terms of the demands and crisis and so forth of the times. And the time has now come for Congress to act directly and make its own findings rather than to rely on a series of judicial proceedings.
Well,
we would have solved this originally. I don't say solved it, we might have. I have a good position there with the people in Congress and even with the civil rights groups because they didn't push for the voting provisions. Year ago. The administration did, but they did not. they recognize that, and I think that helps. That I haven't found that McCulloch or Dirksen, or McCulloch's a fellow knocked out lately. I haven't found them reluctant to put it back in.
He's the one knocked it out?
Yeah.
Well, now, Seller just speaking for the papers.
Yeah. Man, he's not a very stand-up guy, Mr. President. You know, he feels pressure very quickly. He's worried about that 83% of the vote he got. It might drop to 82, 81.
All right, now, if you got any suggestions, I'll have a press conference tomorrow, and I'm sure they'll get into all these things, so you better get Mr. Rosenblatt, or whatever your man's name is, to write some questions and answers.
I'll have him work on that.
And in great detail. And I wonder if I hadn't better just try to send the message up tomorrow. Can we get it? Is that close to finishing?
Yes, Mr. President. I think so. I've got a draft here on my desk. I haven't looked at that. We redid it.
All right.
I had somebody redo it, and I haven't even read it. I'll have to see what it looks like and try to redo it. Perhaps redo it again, get over late set.
Is there any point, any likelihood that this message will not be strong enough to suit those who are fair and sincere about this thing?
We can state it in general enough terms to satisfy them and still work on the bill. And I can clear that part of it. Make sure that part of it is okay with a couple of these groups and with, if that's all right with you.
I sure would. I'd get right on it, clear it with them, tell them you've been working day and night. These are not easy things, and once the president says this, he's tied to it, that they themselves might want to change a word or a paragraph or a phrase, and that they understand that these things are going to be challenged and go all the way to the court. And what you do, you can't do off the top of your head. So here's your best thoughts, the best lawyers you've got. I'd play that up, and then I'd say, now, we want to get the message, and we'll go over the weekend and around the clock on the bill, and we'll get it as soon as we can, and we're taking these other suggestions, and they're going to say, isn't it normal to send a bill along with a message? What's the answer?
Well, the answer is sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but your practice on that has not been consistent, neither has any other president.
Well, I noticed that a big complaint the Senate committee made the other day, the Majority Policy Committee, was that I had all the messages, but we had a good many bills that hadn't come. And so I think I just refer them to that we have sent a good many messages without bills, that the messages permit people to give our general thoughts while they're being drafted, and anybody wants to put in his bill, he can do it. And I don't care, I guess we've got to give a damn about whether Dirksen Seller puts in his own bill, or Javits. Both of them are threatening me and saying if I don't get it up, they can go ahead, can't they?
Yeah, I don't care much if they do. It doesn't seem to me you lose much on that, Mr. President. If they want to put in a lot of bills, let them put them in. Javits isn't going to help us anyhow. And Seller will help us in the sense that you can guide his hand, you know, once you get it in there.
What is Javits going to do? Be for more than we can possibly do?
Well, he was responsible on it. I would guess that, but he was responsible on the 64 one, Mr. President. Only time I've ever known him to be. He stayed with us, you know, didn't try to keep loading it up. So he might be on this one.
Well, do you think don't you think you ought to try to get the lawyers in and meet with them and do two things, let them go over your message? And two, try to show them your position there and show them that you worked out the deal and King came out pretty good and had their march and they didn't get hurt and that it took a great strategy and great work, but you think that you did a good thing and it was successful, it didn't get anybody killed?
All right, I can do that. They won't accept, we've been over that business on troops with them 100 times. They know it as well as we do. But I think maybe if I mix that in with the voting thing.
I think you mix it in, and I think you can also point out that you were not unsuccessful yesterday in the light of an injunction. They still marched, and they handled themselves properly and looked good. And you did keep Wallace behaving.
Yes.
And just say
that Jack Greenberg, fellas like that, you know, agree.
What they just have to say to them. What they have to say.